This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That is our toll-free number. Thanks for joining us on hour number three of tonight's program. That's 855-450-3733. And I wanted to know if you have heard of LibertyCon. LibertyCon is a unique libertarian convention, April 3rd to the 5th in Washington, D.C., for people who want to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations for the purpose of career advancement or business and internship opportunities. Hear from a list of incredible speakers such as John Mackey of Whole Foods. He's the CEO there and co-founder of Whole Foods. He will speak on conscious capitalism. Vernon Smith, who won the Nobel Prize in Economics, he'll speak on alternative markets. Miriam Issa, who's a pop culture expert and political commentator with over 300 million YouTube views, and Nassim Nicholas Taleb, who spent 21 years as a risk trader, a quantitative trader, before becoming a researcher in philosophical, mathematical, and practical problems with probability. And there's still more. Visit LibertyCon.com for more details on additional speakers and events, and use coupon code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. Student travel scholarships are available and discount rooms for everyone at the Marriott Marquis. Save with early registration at LibertyCon.com. Use coupon code FTL for a $10 discount. Joining myself, and myself is Chris, in studio is
Jay,
Michael,
and we have been, well, we started off by talking about Target and what the fight for 15 actually ended up being for their employees. Most of them are now taking home less money, even though they got a raise to $15 an hour and working fewer hours. We then moved on to talking about a company, a coffee place in Toronto, Canada. They were just trying to sell their coffee, but they had evidently J.P. Morgan Chase, who does the processing for Square Canada, had a problem with them selling coffee beans from Cuba, and fearful that the U.S. government would come down on J.P. Morgan Chase, I guess, and it's just a big mess. The long and the short of it is because of U.S. foreign policy and banks who just will do anything except protect their customers. She's out $14,000, and I just wanted to change gears a little bit. So we like Edward Snowden.
Oh, yeah.
I respect the heck out of the guy. He was the one who became a whistleblower and against the National Security Agency. He announced all sorts of programs that the NSA was doing, like Tempest program and all these programs, the PRISM program, where the NSA is actually monitoring all your traffic on Facebook and on Twitter. You may think that you know I've got my profile set so that only my friends can see what I post. No, the NSA collected all that information using the PRISM program that they started. But guess what? They still do it. There has never been any indication that the NSA stopped any of these programs that Edward Snowden released to the world. He told people what was going on, and he took data out of the NSA, and he published it. And right now, he's pretty much considered public enemy number one by the U.S. government for daring to explain to people the NSA and other government agencies are violating the Constitution and they're okay with that, and Congress is okay with that. So everybody just chill out. And let
Not all of Congress is okay with it.
True.
Particularly Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, who's running for president.
That's one.
Said that she, if she was president, that basically Snowden would be pardoned, which he hasn't been convicted, so he technically can't be pardoned, but she has explained that he would not be charged.
There have been others.
And, of course, there's others also, but that's one thing, another good thing I like about Tulsi.
You like Tulsi, huh?
I do like Tulsi, yes.
I like that she's anti-war,
yep,
and she does some things like that.
I love that she called out Hillary Clinton as the queen of the warmongers. Have you heard any of this lately?
I have.
And I think that's awesome, and that people are posting memes like, it's a Hillary Twitter, I want to, you know, my deepest condolences to the family of Tulsi Gabbard for your suicide next week, you know,
exactly.
Stuff like that.
The only thing I don't know a lot about Tulsi. I don't like her stance on the Second Amendment. I don't like the fact that she has advocated taking away guns, to making certain kinds of guns illegal. I don't think that's something I could get behind, but
I
understand why some people
either
do like that.
I don't like that either, but
some people are taking the lesser of a million evils, you know.
She doesn't have the authority as a president to take your guns away.
Oh, they all seem to say they're going to. So.
The
question is, will she follow the Constitution? That's my question.
She claims she's gonna. I've listened to a lot of her talks, and people have brought up the gun thing. There's actually libertarians have brought up that taxation is theft, and she agreed that taxation is theft when taxes are used for things that are not correct. So as far as I'm concerned, is everything pretty much the taxes money is used for is not correct, because there's a marketplace solution for all of it. And she has said something, and I'm not going to say this correctly, but something to the fact that, like, when a lot of these come up, that's not the job of the president. The president doesn't have authority over that. The Constitution gives the president authority over, you know, basically like the military and foreign intervention, and that's where she really focused on. She doesn't even have the authority. And she said, which really pissed off a bunch of the progressives, that she, about with the single-payer health care, that she doesn't have the authority to jam that down the throat of Americans.
So there's a couple theories. This gets talked about a little bit in certain circles, but Dick Cheney was a big promoter of this, and George Bush was the beneficiary, but it's sort of the strong executive and the weak executive. Some would argue that, you know, every cabinet position should more or less be independent and should report to Congress. The strong executive is the belief that, no, it's just the president who is in charge of the entire executive branch of government. And whatever he says policy is for the, you know, Department of Commerce, Department of Interior, Department of Defense, that's policy and that's what I say, so that's it. The weak version would be, well, you know, that cabinet secretary is going to interpret what Congress tells them to do. What do you think? I mean, I think a lot of our problems arise from this belief in the strong executive, the president. And this is the tack that Trump has taken.
Well, here's the problem.
Know, I'm just going to do it.
Is, yes, the executive office has control and power over the executive branch and its creatures. So all corporations are essentially the creatures of the Secretary of State. No corporation exists unless it is given life by the Secretary, by the signature of the Secretary of State. The Secretary of State, which creates corporations in each individual state, is essentially a franchise corporation of all these higher executive offices right up to the President of the United States.
I'm concerned about a president who says, I want to bomb Syria, so just go bomb Syria.
Right. And so they just do it, and it happens. In fact, a lot of these things that happened weren't even reported on until in recent history, but this stuff happened 30, 40 years ago, and we didn't find out about it for 5 or 6 years. Now we find out about it fairly instantly because we can get text messages, you know, on Twitter from people on the ground in Syria. But yeah, that is the kind of stuff that is most destructive to liberty and freedom is these out of control wars. And I really like that Tulsi wants to put a stop to them.
There's something in the Constitution that says only Congress shall have the power to declare war. So what do we do now? We just don't declare war. It's just we're just doing some stuff. Never mind. Look over there. 855-450-FREE. What do you think? I think it's out of control, but you give me a call and let me know. This is Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You know, I've always been high energy, you know, just going, going, going. And I turned 40 last November, and I was tired all the time. Now, taking the balance of nature, I just feel good. You know, I have energy when I get home to still wrestle with my kids and do the honeydews at home. Nice. I can tell that it just restored me to feeling normal, which is great.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. And I wanted to tell you about Liberty Stickers. Do you want to reach people with the ideas of Liberty? Do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with your bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them. Check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic Liberty-oriented messages at LibertyStickers.com. That's LibertyStickers.com. It's myself in studio, Chris.
Jay.
And Michael.
And we have been, well, we've been all over the board. We have been talking about J.P. Morgan Chase shutting down a lady's coffee shop by denying to process things that go through Square because she's serving Cuban coffee beans in Canada, which has no embargo against Cuba. But, you know, I guess that's what they feel they've got to do for no reason whatsoever. We're going to go to the phones where we've got Mary Beth calling in from Massachusetts. Mary Beth, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just curious how many Cuban cigars Mr. Chase is smoking while he's telling this poor lady she can't sell any Cuban coffee beans.
That's a good point. I wish I was smoking a Cuban cigar right now.
There was a news article this summer that some shipping company or some boat that's owned by Diamond there, Jamie Diamond.
I forgot about that one.
Had a large quantity of cocaine that got busted and basically
millions of dollars worth. Yeah.
And one of the commentator who was, I don't know if it was a YouTube video watch, but he's like, yeah, you know, they've probably been doing this every week, just the boat probably going through here with this 100 kilos of cocaine in it. And, you know, it's one of the, you know, this belongs to a man of the protected class.
Right.
You know,
right. So we lost $1 million worth of coke. No problem. Every other one will go through.
Right.
It's nuts.
But, yeah, what's the difference between, you know, he can import coke, but he's, you know, putting a smackdown on this poor his entrepreneur, who the big banks hate these small entrepreneurs,
right?
For Cuban coffee beans. I mean, who knows?
I've never had. Go ahead.
It's another thing, too, I thought it was interesting, too, with the imbalance of power that we now have is, we do. We have an out-of-control government that's forgotten that any laws are supposed to come from the people. Meanwhile, they're sitting there collecting the largest welfare checks in America, $250,000 salaries, full benefits, security, and everything else. And they're making up the laws that do not apply to us whatsoever. And I don't even want to call them laws because they're really legalities when it comes down to it. But any sort of law is really supposed to come from the people. So they really shouldn't be sitting there making up these laws or putting these trade embargoes and everything else, which limit us and restrict our freedoms, if it's not coming directly from us to tell them so. Because their job is just to do what we can't do for ourselves.
Yeah.
And part of it, they overstep their bounds of that.
I know. I think our government, I mean, this is where things really went off the rails when Congress, and these are our representatives, allegedly, our representatives, the Congress people, passed laws, proposed laws that said we shall give, you know, such as the Department of Commerce, the power to make decisions versus Cuba. And they will, you know, create a bunch of, you know, standards that Cuba will trade with. Well, that's how these things start. There usually isn't an actual law. You know, an embargo is different. That was implemented by a president. But, you know, for just regular bureaucracy, it's like they don't write like Obamacare. Obamacare, the law, didn't come up with all these crazy things that ended up being common. It's the bureaucracies that start creating more rules, and then there are rules and regulations.
Well, it's all policy right. enforcement. I love to, cops are like, oh, I'm a law enforcement officer. I'm like, no, you're a policy enforcement officer, and there is a difference. What you're, this motor vehicle code is all policy. You know, the only law time you might enforce a law is when, somebody's getting beat up by somebody else and you break it up. I mean, that's a violation of trespass on someone's property when they're getting, pounded on and the cops break it up.
Sure.
But that don't happen too often. They don't go find stuff that gets reported stolen. They don't care. Their deal is to enforce policy, and that's what they're rewarded for.
It's insane. Mary Beth, thanks for the call. We're going to go to Tommy, who is, I dropped Tommy, too. I think he dropped on that one. It's insane. And the idea that the police spend most of their time, your police in your town, in your county, wherever it happens to be, they spend a disproportionate amount of time with things that aren't really, it's hard to call something a crime when there isn't a victim. You follow me on that? It's hard to say that something is a crime when nobody was hurt. If you get robbed, if your house gets broken into, okay, that's an example of a crime. Somebody broke into your home. But if you're driving down the road and you get pulled over for having a taillight out, were you really hurting anyone then?
And then you don't have a driver's license, and they arrest you, and they impound your car. Now you are become the victim of an actual crime because you were damaged. Speaking of victims and crime, Pope Nobody is running for governor here in New Hampshire. And one of the things that he talks about is that all the prostitutes and all the people in jail and in prison for these victimless crimes, drug possession, prostitution,
right.
There's too many of them to list, but he's going to pardon them all.
Excellent.
When he becomes governor. So that's one of his big pushes, is trying to get his message to a bunch of people in prison.
Yeah.
To anyone who is favorable to sex workers, for example. I mean, a woman's property, no matter what it is, whether it's, her house, her body, or man's or anybody's property, should be able to sell it, rent it, lease it, whatever they want. And you got people going to prison and even getting set up. They're not even engaging in prostitution. They're just getting set up in sting operations where they're getting fished into, like, borderline gray areas, and they're going to jail for it.
The idea that that prostitution would be illegal, and this is an old joke, but they say, like, you don't always pay for it, but if you ever been married, you're going to pay for it. But the thing is if I want to do something voluntarily with anyone else, I voluntarily come to a business arrangement and no one's getting hurt, then that should be allowed.
You're either free or you ain't.
Right. And that's pretty much the end of the story. You're either free or you ain't, according to Michael Gordon.
Thank you.
That's all right. 855 453. What do you think? Is prostitution a crime worthy of going to jail?
No.
Who have you harmed? Is the government harmed by the idea of your freedom? This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to join the ultra-wealthy by using a 160-year-old investing program that is no longer exclusive? Keep your funds fluid and 100% tax-free for you or your heirs with no contribution limits and without ever losing your principal with Fortune DNA. Learn how to avoid the volatility of the market and put certainty back into your investing future. Join us now at dna.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at dna.freetalklive.com.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Republicans disrupted a closed-door session where members investigating the president were hearing from a senior Defense Department official. The group was led by number two House Republican Steve Scalise.
Adam Schiff is running a Soviet-style process behind closed doors where he's trying to impeach a president of the United States in secret. That's not how it should be done.
Pentagon official Laura Cooper was supposed to be deposed by the three committees setting up the impeachment inquiry. But House Republicans, who say they're increasingly upset about what they say is a lack of transparency, stormed the meeting, forcing the deposition to be postponed for hours as the room was cleared and reswept by security. Democrats say the GOP is making a mountain out of a molehill. They say this is just the investigative and private process and that public hearings on the matter are still to come. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Chris, Jay, and Michael, and we have been all over the map. I don't even know why I say that. We're always all over the map. But first, I did want to give a shout-out to Jake. Jake is a silver amplifier. Thank you very much, Jake. What Jake has done is he has pledged to donate $5 a month to Free Talk Live's AMP program. What is our AMP program? It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. So by doing so, that money that he contributes goes directly towards advertising, marketing, and promoting the show so we can get on more radio stations. We get on more stations, more people are going to hear about Liberty than you're ever going to hear from mainstream media. So thank you very much, Jake. I do appreciate it. You can find out more by going to amp.freetalklive.com. And I just think it's a great program.
I do it.
I do, too. And I even still do it, which feels kind of silly. I'm actually on the show, yet I still have the show.
Every little bit helps.
Yeah, every little bit helps, and it all adds up. And it's great when we see another radio station picking us up. And it's never static. You know, we have stations that get added and some drop off, but over time, over the time I've been amping Free Talk Live, it's been great to see us hit some of those, you know, meaningful milestones, like, wow, Free Talk Live is on 150 stations across the country, and then just recently, Free Talk Live was on 200 stations. That was a big moment. And some of the stations we're getting are big, big stations, what they call flamethrowers in the business, 50,000-watt stations that have a big footprint. That's good, and it's thanks to people like Jake for helping us do that. So you want to, Jay was telling me that he wants to remove his land from the county. Explain that again. How did you put that?
So we don't really own our land because the state and the county is just a fiction of the state. So the county of Anywhereville is just a name on a piece of paper. All it is, it's just a municipal corporation. What they have is they have these county records, and in these county records, they have a way of structuring and organizing where certain properties go.
Right.
Well, in a break, we were talking about the balance sheet of the United States, and the thing is your property value is used by the town, which is also a franchise of the county, and the town and the county uses property value to prop up their bond rating to basically create bonds and to do their thing, and then they collect taxes to pay these bonds. Well, there's all kinds of crazy things that happen. Well, what I want to do is I want to remove my property from the county, and I should be able to remove my property from the county. I should be able to petition the Supreme Judicial Court of New Hampshire to remove my land from the county because
should be able to.
And I'm going to try to. And I'm going to ask the county first, how do I remove my property from the county?
It's a good one.
And just see what happens.
Please get video.
Yeah.
I want to see their face when that question comes up.
We're going to go to the phones where we've got Tony in Florida. Tony, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I've been really enjoying the dynamic of the show tonight, guys. And
thanks.
I like that idea about telling the county to, you know, to go mess off. That's pretty funny. But earlier you guys were talking about minimum wage. And the one gentleman, not the main host, your name's Chris, right? The main
yep.
host? Yeah, not you, it was the other gentleman. He runs his own business too. I think it's like a hay business and stuff like that. Yeah. And then he was talking about how his granddad, you know, and then they had like, you know, a guy, you know, that, you know, just, not everybody's as smart as, you know, some people. So what I do, I try to work at Denny's on the line, you know, on the line cook, and, you know, I'll get it right, but I'll get a 15th time. And so I had to make a moons over my hand, and, you know, after the fourth time, I messed it up, and I got it right on the fifth, and got it out to the customer, but, you know, the manager wasn't very happy, and was like, well, I just showed you how to do it, and I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm trying to get it together, adapt this, you know, and but a lot of these places, and I understand it's a business, you know, they after, you know, showing you 15 times, they kind of get tired of it. Now what I got to think about the minimum wage is $8.25 now you're in Florida, maybe $8.35. They okay. just raised it from like $7.80 a year or two ago. I think they're going to raise it up to $8.50 like within by like 2020, some type of thing like that. But I'm able to get an apartment, a studio apartment, living in small. It's got a bathroom, and I can put my TV up and my recliner, you know, smoke my herbs, and, you know, for about $5.50. And so what I do is prep work, you know, like prep cook and dishwashing. Sure. And then on the side, I do the gig economy. I'll drive Uber and, I'll do Postmates and, you know, I don't do it a whole lot, but
right.
enough to make a little extra cash. And then I also publish my own books on Amazon, which I'm working on, you know, getting those going. things that, you know, I'm trying to do. And, you know, it's hard out here, and I know you guys feel for people, and a lot of people think that libertarians are just cold-hearted, you know, jerks, but, you know, it's that's not what it is. And,
right.
And if they gave me $15 an hour, guess what? They're going to take more taxes out of my check. And then the $15 an hour, it's going to make it to where I can't get my food stamps. And I'm going to lose $200 right there. So what good was it doing me?
It's nuts. And they do get people hooked on some of the free giveaways. And then they say, if you actually try to get off of it, we're going to take it away from you. So your choice is you're better off by staying at a lower wage and getting the free stuff from government than you are in it actually improving and advancing yourself. I applaud you for working a bunch of different gigs, and, you know, the economy has changed. It used to be you worked for a company until you retired and you got a gold watch. Now, those days are gone. Now it's there are no more pensions.
Unless you work for the parasite class.
Yeah, unless you work for the government. And the new world is gig economy is thriving, you know, and that's where people are turning.
I'd like to see more decentralized gig things happening. The problem, I mean, Uber and that kind of stuff is pretty cool, but I like Cell 411. I really like. They have that rideshare app. In fact, go to getcell411.com if you're into doing Uber, and there's a rideshare thing on there that you can do, and you collect all the money.
Yeah, just tell them how much you'll charge to take somebody from point A to point B, and you collect it, you keep it. Tony, thanks for your call. That's, you know, the idea that, first of all, I think Uber and Lyft and these sorts of things are brilliant in the concept. I think that Airbnb is a brilliant idea because it eliminates, you know, it opens the doors to many, many people to make a few extra bucks. But now they're starting to see the problems with centralized systems. You know, not everybody is really happy with Uber, and Uber is telling you how much you can charge. And the idea that we could use a little decentralization in these, that this is where things are headed. You've seen the first step. It's sort of expanding the marketplace into the gig economy. The next step will be the decentralized gig economy, I'm confident. 855 450 free. Do you have to work two jobs to make ends meet? Give me a call. This is Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, everyone. ProactiveMD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. ProactiveMD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece ProactiveMD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizon with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. That's the number to get on the air. We're in our final segment, but that doesn't mean if you didn't call right now, we probably couldn't get you on the air. But I wanted to tell you, Edward Snowden, we were talking about him last segment. Now, we got a lot of requests, a lot of respect for the guy. But this is an article from CNN. Edward Snowden searched the CIA's networks for proof that aliens exist, and here's what he found. What do you think? I mean, are there aliens? Does the U.S. government know that there are aliens? What do you guys think?
It's possible. Who knows?
I think
that they're certainly out there.
I would think so, too.
There's no way that this, of all of this vast universe, which is, you know, a fraction of it, we, you know, can see.
Right.
Never mind. And what we see, we haven't explored, a measurable amount of it.
Right.
So there's no definitive way someone can say that other intelligent life form does not exist. Or
as
other life form at all. I mean, there could be
sure
creatures that aren't intelligent that are outside this world.
Do you think the U.S. government has contacted aliens, or aliens have contacted the U.S. government? Do you think there's a government record of aliens being in contact with the U.S. government?
I watch a lot of sightings with a kid. Nah, yes, I want to believe there's a record. Not do I think, but I want to believe it.
I hear you.
Well, in answering your question, do I think aliens have contacted the U.S. government? No.
Not if they have any
comments. If they're that smart, why would they call these people? And other than to tell them, hey, you're really doing things wrong down there?
Well, that's why they go contact, Billy Bob and his sister Mary Sue, in rural Arkansas.
This comes to us from CNN. PSA for all the Area 51 stormers, chemtrail believers, and climate change deniers. Hey, I'm one of those. Edward Snowden has searched the depths of the U.S. intelligence networks and can report the conspiracy theories. He says they are not true. As a former employee of the CIA and contractor for the National Security Agency, Snowden had access to some of the nation's most closely held secrets. And like any curious mind with access to the CIA's version of Google might do, he went in search of answers to some of society's most pressing questions. As it turns out, the U.S. government is not aware of any intelligent extraterrestrial life. He says, quote, "For the record, as far as I could tell, aliens have never contacted Earth, or at least they haven't contacted U.S. intelligence," unquote, Snowden writes in his recent memoir, Permanent Record.
Yeah, that's an oxymoron, right? U.S. intelligence?
Or military intelligence, or whatever you'd like to go with. We're going to go to the phones where we've got David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, aliens must not exist, because if they did and they were on any sort of benevolent mission at all and they came to Earth, they would immediately exterminate the human animal to protect all the rest of life on Earth. And, yeah, the vastness of space, that Hubble, one of the first shots they did with Hubble, they pointed the thing at the darkest piece of space that they could find.
Right.
And we live in one galaxy, right? So what they did is they pointed at the darkest piece of space they could find, and they counted in a field, if you hold your hand out at arm's length, the amount of the sky covered by your thumbnail is what they were looking at. And they counted 1,500 galaxies like ours in that one thumbnail size piece of the sky.
It's mind-boggling. So anyway, yeah, it's a good point.
And the laws that you were talking about, all the different laws you were talking about earlier, none of them are designed with the stated purpose of helping society. They're all designed to control you. And you started with prostitution, and then you went to there was a food stamp comment, and there was low wages, and they want to keep you down at low wages. They want the people at the top that run the world, and they want everybody else as far down as possible, basically resembling the old feudal system that they wish they could have back again. And going back to your original question that I heard anyway, was prostitution. Prostitution laws and a bunch of other laws, I believe, are designed to hold men down. You know, what they do is, under the guise of helping women and equality and protecting women and stuff like that, is in one way they're controlling women as well. But they want to control men. Gun laws are also to control men. Domestic violence laws are to control men. Because after all, like, for instance, if you take domestic violence, what happens when two people get upset with each other that know each other quite well, and one has got a vagina and the other one has a penis? Usually the one with the vagina starts fighting with her mouth. And the one with the penis, his nature is not to speak, but rather to shut up and then touch. That's the nature of it. And so they've written their domestic violence laws completely excusing the mouth, the damage that the mouth can do, and psychological fighting, you know, passive-aggressive stuff and stuff like that. The laws completely ignore that, whereas that's just as damaging. Go ahead.
That's derived from an ancient proverb that goes something like, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but the words you say can't hurt me at all."
But that's BS, because words hurt. Actually, to men, ask yourself this question. I've done it. What would you rather do? Have someone you really care about beat you up emotionally, psychologically, or would you rather that they just punch you and then it was over? And most men would answer they'd rather get hit and then it would be all over, rather than being cut with a tongue. So I think that proverb is a bunch of BS. Whoever wrote it,
Everybody's going to interpret it differently. And what I don't agree with is that words are violence. And I'm just taking it a step beyond where, you know, we just had a couple kids in Massachusetts who went to jail. They are going to jail because in a stupid video on YouTube, one of them said the N-word. And because someone in their town turned him in, they are facing 30 days in jail because they used a word that the state says is hateful.
They made a sound.
Right.
They made a sound.
Yeah, you had better clamp down on that, or it's going to get worse and worse and worse. That's completely unacceptable to have laws like that.
I hear you.
You know, and when, if a stranger calls me, if I'm, you know, whatever word is the most hurtful that he can call me, if a stranger calls me that word, it really has, it doesn't cut. That's why,
right.
If you notice, when I said earlier, I said somebody you care about.
Know. It does
right.
hurt.
Somebody...
It does hurt. And that's you're never going to get around that. It's just whether you
But it
choose...
don't give you a right to hit them.
Right. It doesn't do that. David, thanks for
yep.
the call. You can't answer that kind of violence with physical violence, I don't think.
I don't think so either. And one more thing I want to throw out there is if you guys want to listen to myself, Silver Dave, and Pope Nobody at 10:30 p.m. tonight, a half an hour after the show, you can listen to Freer Talk Live by going to twitch.lrn.fm
nice.
Or dlive.lrn.fm. We've been doing it every Wednesday night for about 5 weeks now.
Very cool.
We're going to try to continue with it every Wednesday night.
Excellent. We're going to go to Olivia in Arizona. Olivia, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Hey, Jay. And hey, Chris.
Hello.
I wanted to talk about the workers getting more pay, but still not really going to help them.
Right.
I read a really interesting article about 10 reasons to quit your day job. It's by a guy named James Altucher, and he writes regularly about why you should not go to university and why you should be an entrepreneur. But I wanted to read this one quote. He said, "The lowest rung on the corporate ladder is actually the person who creates the product that is sent to the customer. The lowest rungs do the work. The guy who makes the fries makes all of McDonald's profits. The
right.
shareholders have to make most of the money or they fire the CEO. The CEO makes a lot of money, and all the bosses in between me and all and him all made a lot more than me. But I'm the one who created value." He was saying he was on the bottom. "Out of
right.
every $1 of value I created, I estimated I made about 1/10 of a penny in salary." And that was after he calculated like
yeah,
all the
yeah.
taxes taken out. Yeah, so I thought that was really interesting. And basically, he's building the case that you should quit your job and become an employee because you have to do all the hard work anyway. So why, and you're capable, so like, why wouldn't you do that for yourself? I just thought that was a really cool concept.
It's a night, and I applaud anybody who decides to be an entrepreneur. It's never easy. It's taking risks. But, hey, the payoff can be worth it. And, God, I can't even think of how many businesses fail.
What's
so
the name
many.
Of that author again?
James Altucher.
James Altucher.
Yes.
Yep. Thanks for the call, Olivia. That's all the time we have tonight for Free Talk Live, but there'll be Free Talk Live tomorrow night because there's Free Talk Live every night, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. Wherever you're at, give us a listen. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.